John Harbison is one of the major figures in contemporary classical music. He's won a Pulitzer, a MacArthur Genius Grant, and this summer he's composer in residence at Tanglewood. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new recording of Harbison chamber music performed by the Lydian String Quartet.
I like John Harbison's music in any form, but it's his chamber music that I seem to keep coming back to most. A new recording features all his chamber music for string ensemble, his two string quartets, and an extraordinary piece for piano and string trio called November 19, 1828. The first quartet is an intimate work, easy to follow, though emotionally complex. It ranges through movements marked, sometimes rather deceptively, amiable, bitter and intimate, and fugitive. Here's the haunting main theme of the amiable first movement. Its Eastern flavor suggests Harbison's long interest in Indian mysticism. The second quartet is more complex in design, with five movements based on the formal patterns of classical and pre-classical music. The third movement, called recitative and aria, embodies what I love most about Harbison's music, its quietly heartbreaking melodies and emotional openness. November 19, 1828 is one of Harbison's or anybody's most original inventions. The title refers to the date that Schubert died. The piece is a touching memorial to Schubert, seen darkly through 20th century eyes. The second movement is called Schubert Finds Himself in a Hall of Mirrors. It's a brief suite of enchanting Schubert imitations, played right side up and then upside down. In the third movement, Harbison actually uses an original Schubert theme, an early rondo. This, Harbison writes, is the only music in this piece that was composed by Schubert in his first life. A week before he died, Schubert went to a music theorist for advice. He was assigned to write a fugue on his own name. Harbison ends his piece by composing the fugue that Schubert never lived to write. The performances here are flawless. the Lydian String Quartet is one of America's finest chamber groups. From their inception in 1980, they've balanced classical music with a concern for what's being written today. Three of the original four women remain: violinist Judith Eisenberg, violist Mary Ruth Ray, and cellist Rhonda Ryder. Early music specialist and noted Ives expert Daniel Stepner is the new first violinist. The loving pianist here is the distinguished composer Yehudi Weiner. I think they must all love playing this wonderful music as much as I love listening to it.
Lloyd Schwartz reviewed a new album of John Harbison Chamber Music. I'm Marty Moscowane.